Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Now, fall armyworms, the name sounds intriguing, but again, with a lot of the stuff you guys bring up, I'm sure it's probably a downside.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk about fall in the middle of July, but fall armyworms are not so much fun to talk about. So fall armyworms can cause damage to a lot of our crops in eastern Kansas, as well as pastures or hay fields, and even our lawns or home landscaping at home. So this is really a hot topic, as just yesterday, K-State's entomologist Anthony Zirkoff reported that fall armyworm pressure in the south central part of the state is at really high levels. I mean, we're seeing residential areas with like a couple hundred counts in their lawns, well over the threshold of which they would need to be treated. So fall armyworms, I guess it's important to mention that south central Kansas, because fall armyworms don't overwinter here. The only place in the United States they overwinter is going to be along the Gulf Coast or the southern tip of Florida. So they have to get here by wind. So with those southern winds that we've been having, they're bringing those up. So they migrate up here, and then they can have multiple generations here. So they can cause quite a little bit of damage. Feeding damage from fall armyworms during the vegetative growth stage in corn and sorghum causes chewed up or raggedy looking leaves. In fact, one of the common names for fall armyworms is ragworm. This caterpillar has really been increasing the damage, though, on our brome fields. I can go back to like 2021, I believe it was. We had multiple generations of fall armyworms. At first, everybody just thought it was drought related. We were seeing these fields that had been green turn brown and crispy real quickly, but we thought that was mostly drought related. Looking back, we did start getting some phone calls about fall armyworms or worms in lawns, and people wanted to know what was going on. And then we started scouting brome fields, and we were finding these fall armyworms, and they did cause significant amount of damages in 2021. So we've had them the last few years for sure, and they've continued to cause havoc. So we need to be on the lookout for those. Fall armyworms tend to arrive in Kansas towards the end of June. So here we are in the middle of July. We're going to start seeing those pests show up. So we really need to be scouting those at-risk crops or those hay fields, because it's really easy to control fall armyworms at a young stage. Or when those worms are small and actively feeding, they're easy to control. As they become larger, that control becomes much more difficult. I think the reason we had so much damage in 2021, we had a high number of worms, but they also had multiple generations. So every time that grass tried to green back up with a little bit of rain, they got ate right back off. So again, it's not necessarily the first time that they come through that causes all the damage. I'm sure that doesn't help things out, but it's that repetitiveness of getting these leaves ate off of those grasses that is going to cause most of the damage. Now, as with anything, proper identification is going to be very important. And there's a couple of different worms or caterpillars that look very similar to our fall armyworms, including like the true armyworm. Two quick ways to help identify those from those armyworms, or just to identify as true the fall armyworms, would be: if you look at the head of a fall armyworm, there's an inverted Y on its forehead. I mean, it's kind of a yellowish colored. It stands out, can't miss it. So if you pick that worm up and you look at its head, you'll see an inverted Y. The other thing is the thickest stripe on the side of a fall armyworm will be like a really dark color, where if it's a true armyworm, that thickest stripe is going to be tan to an orange colored on them. So a couple of different ways to identify them. If you have questions, you want to help, you know, getting control recommendations, please give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826. And then lastly, I just want to mention just one more kind of boot out there, I guess. The Kansas AI or the AI and Kansas Agricultural Meeting is going to be on July 22nd in Linden. Currently, we are at 190 registered for that meeting. At first, we had 200 listed as our kind of our cutoff. We did up that just here recently to about 220, trying to make room for everybody. But if you haven't registered, you're interested in attending that meeting, please get a hold of us. Let's get you registered for that so we can make sure we have plenty of food and have you a seat there so that you can attend that meeting. So again, you can call my office at 785-448-6826 and I'll help you get set up.
Two bits of important information, the big worms and, of course, that big meeting coming up Monday morning at 6:40. Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.